Crash Course Live is presented by Smash It Demolition Derby
and the 2016 Bashford Cast.
Demo Derby Masters.
Winter Slam 2016. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash and Capital City Carnage.
Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com.
Reckless Abandon Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it, Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York. And now your host, Chris Marquardt.
Good afternoon. Welcome to episode number 152 of the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast. Chris Marquardt here, and the one and only Ben hanging out with us across the room. But it looks like he's right next to me. That's how gigantic FingerLakes1.com Studios is. Jason Shipe anxiously awaiting here on the line. We're going to be talking about Chaos in the Valley, which is coming up Saturday down in Woodstock, Virginia. They got the new facility there ready to welcome just piles and piles of cars. Hopefully, if things go right, this will be our sixth straight show where we covered at least 100 cars in turnout, which will be awesome.
Nice.
When you think about that, 500 cars have been wrecked in the last five shows that we've done. It's a lot.
That's just in that show.
That's I mean, that's not the whole season. That's just a span of about a month.
Thousands of cars.
But, Jason, how's all the preparation going down there?
What was that? Speak up a little bit, buddy.
How's all the preparation going down there in Woodstock?
Oh, we're getting her done. We're going up to finish setting up. We're going to start set the track up Thursday. Mm-hmm. So we're holding off. It's supposed to be a little bit of rain coming in on Friday, but Saturday looks real good, so I got to watch the weather more than I watch anything else right now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. In terms of what we can expect Saturday, we've got the full weld cars, basically, for Saturday, and then we've got the compacts as well. Round of the trucks also planned, and they've got this gigantic new arena that's 200-plus feet long and 60, 70 feet wide.
Yep. We got the compact trucks, the SUV, the minivan, the fours and sixes to run together and have heats and feature, and then we have the big cars. I mean, I'm getting a lot of phone calls. I mean, it's phones have been between mine, Penny's, and Kevin's. They've been ringing off the hook.
Yeah. You got any estimates on what you might see in terms of car count for sure?
We're probably close to probably 40 big ones, maybe. I'm not 100% sure on it. Yeah. If everything works out. The way my calculations are working, of course, my calculations are not right sometimes, but, you know.
We talked with Jason Cope last week a little bit about it, and he's planning on coming down again. What's the likelihood in terms of some of the names that you're hearing coming that he's going to come away with three in a row?
Johnny, he's going to have to work for it this year, I believe. I believe there's some guys going to come try to take that away from him. I got several guys coming out of PA. We've talked to a couple people coming out of Florida and Georgia. Got a guy call me, didn't catch his name, but he's up next to Mountain Springs. He's coming down. He says there's a pile of them coming down from that way.
Wow.
Fours and sixes, of course, it's always a good turnout with the fours and sixes. I love my compact guys. They really bring it out, and I just get my big car guys to do it. Be doing great.
Josh Wilkins and the Kibblers, both those camps going to be represented, Cardiac Arrest Racing and the Kibblers. There's a pile of those guys.
Yeah. I mean, Shane Hammond actually called me 3 days ago, and he's actually started working on his car prior to 2 days ahead, so I'm kind of excited about that.
Hey. Shane Hammond's coming off the run of his life at the fair. He did a great job, ended up with a second-place finish. That was after Sean Gokenauer won on stock night. We're going to see both of those guys there. Sean's planning on bringing his Galaxy wagon, which is a loose term, his Ford wagon, which has multiple different makes and models underneath it. And he wanted to fix the front end. He didn't quite like how the front end was with the leaf pack, and more so Jason didn't like the leaf pack that was under the front end for the fair.
Yeah,
so
we changed the rules just a little bit on the front leaf pack. I mean, anybody run a front leaf springs on the car, it's just got to be straight axle. You know, I've always wanted to do the front leaf springs in the front and just never got around to it. And then I put it in the rules, and there we have it.
So, I don't know if you picked up on what Jason just said.
Yeah, I heard what he said. Straight axle.
The Galaxy wagon with the, I think it was the Galaxy frame section and a Mercury frame section and O3 stub and an Imperial K-frame stuffed underneath it,
mm-hmm.
is now running out of straight axle in the front.
F650.
So I'm excited to see that thing run just once. That was the car that Sean had last year that he was hitting so hard it fractured the fuel cell.
Mm-hmm.
He and Mr. Hammond both did some of that. I understand Mark Wolf is trying to get his car put back together. He knocked the spindles off of it.
Mark, Matthew Kingery.
Matt is coming. Great.
Jesse Blige will be running the little compact again. I mean, it's so many names down here that I can't keep track of them. I can't go lie.
David Klein, I trust, will be there.
The way I understand it, the Kleins will be there.
Yeah.
The way I understand, you go ahead, Brad Klein, Donald Klein, and David Klein.
Oh, wow.
Donald ain't running in a couple of years, so that's the way I understand it now, you know. I'm not 100% sure, but.
Right.
Yeah, they definitely want that show to go somewhere else.
I don't think I've ever seen Donald run. I can't think of.
It's been several years since I've seen him run.
Yeah. I talked
to a certain guy out of Ohio. He was talking about going, coming down, Brian Schumann.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He was having engine issues last week, so I'm not sure what that's going to. I told him to come on down, but we'll see.
Scott Tatters just sent me a note, said there's a bunch of guys from Pennsylvania that's going to Derby Heartland to take away some titles from Battle at the Border with Derby Dog. So I don't know if we'll be catching up with Mike DeFrisia down there, but I suppose there's always the outside chance we might see Davey Chapman show up. He's come down in years past. The Schumann thing would be fun. I don't think I've ever seen him drive either.
No, I've seen him.
Oh, he's a...
He drives hard.
He's a... I call a pusher.
A pusher.
Yeah.
I call him. Yeah, he's a pusher. He come down here several years ago and ran. He borrowed Mark Wolf's car and threw his motor and trans in it and a suicide. And he was pushing cars over the wall, that's for sure.
Huh. Oh, okay.
That was on the old track.
Right, that was on the fairgrounds track when it was on the front stretch, and that's all been leveled now. From last year, where our vantage point was, we were sort of on the concrete blocks of the grandstand where the firefighters set up for the fair itself, and we looked across, and you could look across the track, and you could see a stage in the infield, and the grandstands. All that's been raised; it's all flat mm-hmm. now, and they built a beautiful pulling track. They've done some renovations. They raised the horse track itself, so they got to stay off it now. And they did a bunch of renovations there, a bunch of new fencing, and this brand new track on the infield, and it is massive. You look across it, and it is a long, long ways away. So you're talking 12-car heats, 8, 10, 12 cars. There's a lot perfect. Of room to work with. Yeah, Ben says it's perfect.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no place to hide in there, that's for sure. That's one thing I don't like. I don't like sandbagging. On this track, you can't sandbag on.
Has there ever really been anybody that sandbagged in that neck of the woods? I can't think of it.
You have a few here and there, but, you know, they don't – I stay on them, don't get me wrong, but it's not real, real bad.
Yeah.
You have a few just like you were, you know, would anywhere else, but, you know. But now on this track, there's no place to hide.
Is Gary Wayne going to have a car down there?
No, he's not going to run this time around.
No.
He's going to be helping out because being with the car department and everything.
Right. Tell us a little bit about how that came to pass. They're doing this as a benefit for the fire department, as a fundraiser for the fire department to buy new equipment, buy different things that their operations need. How did that come to pass that the fair was willing to offer up the grounds for the weekend?
Well, I've been wanting to do this for several years.
Mm-hmm.
And I was kind of nervous about doing it. I really was, you know. And then we've had a few changes down at the firehouse and stuff. Like nothing bad, but a couple members come back that we didn't have for several years because, you know, had families and everything. And then the president we have now is actually on the fair board.
Mm-hmm.
I said, there's my ticket in. So we asked the fair if they would run us the fairgrounds, and they did. You know, the fair does really wonderful with us. I mean, they help us out so much
mm-hmm.
because this is a big fundraiser for our fire department. Just to give you an example, we're getting ready to order 10 sets of fire gear. That's going to cost about $20,000.
Mm-hmm. Right.
For 10 sets. And we have to have that every couple of years. We got to replace our gear. So, you know, it's just not cheap to operate a fire department. I'm the chief there, so I get to see a lot of what has to be done, you know, as far as, you know, just stupid stuff that just costs an outrageous price.
Right.
But we also do a gun lottery, do a gun bash, and we do this derby in October. And we've been getting some phone calls about going to one of the shows as well for next year. So.
Right. And you guys took over the fair this year, right?
What's that?
You guys took over the fair this year, correct? Was this year or was it last year that
you guys... We did the fair last Shenandoah County Fair last year, and we did both nights this year, and we did Orange County this year.
That's
Orange County Fair here in Virginia, a little small fair. Great show. They made the good guys over there. They was there to tear up cars, and that's what I like to see.
So are you all done driving at this point? You don't get into cars anymore? You just promote?
No, I'm done. I rode in one back during the summer in Rutgersville. Matthew Kinger talked me into doing it. I still got the scars on my legs to prove it. Too old and too fat to do it anymore.
This show, I remember when you got the thing going, and it was just an idea that you guys hatched together that, you know, maybe you could raise a little bit of money for the fire department. It's grown by leaps and bounds over the last 2 years up to what it is now. You're looking at 40 cars, and I imagine you'll probably be pushing 50 by the time you're done for the big cars, but the small cars are going to turn out in force, and you'll have the trucks and the vans to fill in as well. Did you ever imagine it was going to get this big? Obviously, you set out with a goal in mind.
I never thought it would. I really didn't. I thought it would just be, you know, a little... I mean, you know, in the back of your mind, you hope, okay, I hope this turns out well. You know, the first year, I was scared to death. I really was. I'm thinking, man, there ain't going to be nobody show up, you know. And then as I'm inspecting cars, I was well under inspecting cars. It was almost time for the show to start, and I happened to turn around and look at the grandstand, and the grandstand was full.
Right.
I'm like, okay, now I can breathe. Because the main thing is, you know, I go down and get sponsors from down here, you know. I mean, the sponsors that help us out with this derby, they do tremendous for us. I mean, as far as I try to get the, they go out and give us the money for the prize money. That's already off the bat, you know. And then we go from there, you know, as far as rent the fairgrounds, we get sponsors to help pay for that. You know, we try to make it. I try to make it when the first spectator comes in the grandstand, it's, you know, that's profit. I mean, we've yet to do that, but that's my goal.
Sure.
But, you know, we're doing well. You know, I mean, it all depends what this Saturday brings and how it turns out to be. Then I may end up doing something a little different next year as far as, like, doing inspections on Friday.
Right.
And run the show on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Depending on, you know, because I don't like to run clean into the night. You know, I want to run a good show, but I don't want it to last forever just because, you know, we're, you know, dragging cars out and doing this stuff. I like to have a good show.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it always seems that places that we go, everybody's always targeting that 3 to 4 hour window.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get outside of that 3 to 4 hour window, it seems like you start losing fans.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
They won't have a problem.
I mean, we may end up, you know, inspecting cars Friday and, you know, early Saturday morning, and then starting a show. You know, so that way we're not, you know, dragging it on, because I don't like dragging stuff on. I like to get it done. Mm-hmm. I like to make junk and go home.
There you go.
Chaos in the Valley is coming up on Saturday. It's going to be at the Shenandoah County Fairgrounds in Woodstock, Virginia. It's right off 81. It's easy, easy, easy to get there. The 22nd of October, Shenandoah County Fairgrounds. 5 o'clock is the start time. Chaos in the Valley is a hard-hitting show that's held as a benefit for Tom's Brook Volunteer Fire Department. Heat and feature format for both the full-size well and the compacts. They got the light trucks, full-size trucks. Jason Shipe, you can reach him if you've got questions. Give him some time to call you back. 540-335-7510, 540-335-7510. I know we're looking forward to getting back down there. We're going to be working with Ed Brewster again on one of the RC derbies that they've got held there a little bit earlier in the day. And then you guys have power wheels down there again, right?
Yep, sure. We'll have power wheels and lawnmowers. We should be doing. I've got a pretty decent count on the SUVs and stuff. I mean, you know, it's maybe 10 of them.
Right.
See, but you know, I've had a lot of interest in that SUV. I mean, those things are laying around everywhere.
Oh,
everybody's
right.
Got one in their backyard because you can't do nothing with it. So, I figured let's junk them.
The, SUVs are going to be going over those walls like they're pole vaulters.
Oh, yeah. They put on a good show.
It's definitely going to be a fun one. Is there anybody that you wanted to make mention of here or anything else that you wanted to hit
like
on?
I'd like to thank some of our big sponsors. That's what I really like to do, like Valley Towing and JPG Towing and Rich Barbecue and Pee Wee's Grading. And, I mean, there's a list that I can just go on and on. You know, Shin Valley Tires, you know, they sponsor the Mad Dog. They give a set of skid steer tires for the Mad Dog Award. I don't have the list in front of me, but I can name, several people.
Catskill Fabrication Performance is going to be vending down there.
Yeah.
Ryan's taking
it. Yeah, Catskill's going to be down there, yeah. Yep. Or down here, I should say.
I anticipate we'll be talking with him through the course of the weekend.
Yeah, he's pretty excited. When I was talking to him at San Filippo, he was pretty excited to get back down there.
Yeah, how can you not be? It's such a great place to watch a derby.
Wasn't San Filippo. Where did I talk to him at?
It was probably San Filippo.
No, he wasn't there.
When would you talk to
them? Yeah, we're also doing camping this year. You know, if somebody wants to come in for Saturday night and they got a camper to bring them, we're allowed to do the camping now. So, you know, it's $10 for no electricity to stay the night or $25 for the electric and water hookup. So
that's not bad.
No, we changed this year.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's cheap.
It's silly cheap. $25 for hookup? Yeah. That's not bad at all. Jason, more importantly, from the fire service side of things, has it been a quiet year?
What's that?
From the fire service side of things, has it been a quiet year?
It's not been too bad. I mean, we've had a couple major incidents in the county, but nothing real major. I mean, it's been kind of a quiet year. Main thing's been wrecks on the interstate. They've been quite a bit here recently. I mean, just the other week, we had 12 track trailer wrecks in about an hour and 15 minutes.
Wow.
So, you know.
Yikes. Wow.
Yeah, Interstate keeps us busy.
Mm-hmm. How big is the area that Tomsbrook services?
I'm not sure what the square mileage is on, but the interstate, we cover the interstate from the 296 to the 283.
Oof.
So we're looking, about 13 miles that way, and you know, we're about a 10-mile radius, I guess. We're one of the smaller areas in along the Route 11 81 corridor.
Right.
We're also, we run a lot of calls with the towns north of us and south of us, so that just, we run about somewhere between 250 and 300 calls a year.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And that's just fire side. We don't have ambulance. We just do – that's just fire trucks.
Yeah. Right. And the thing is if you've never been down there, it becomes rural like that. All of a sudden,
it's like flipping a switch.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. you go an extra 10 feet down the road, and it's just woods forever. So those guys do not have an easy task making sure that they keep everybody covered. But I'm really looking forward to this weekend. Alan's got his Buffalo Sabres car all ready to go. He's going to go down there and wreck it.
That's good.
Well, Jason, man, I wish you the best. Be safe getting everything put together. Hopefully that rain doesn't bother anything too awful bad, and we'll be seeing you Friday night when we get into town.
All right, buddy. Yeah, we'll be there. I'll be there from Thursday night all the way till Sunday morning.
Taking advantage of one of the campsites?
What's that?
You taking advantage of one of the campsites?
Yeah, I'm going to camp there, I reckon.
Yeah.
A whole lot easier.
Sure is. Yeah. I can't imagine how sore you're going to be after sleeping in a tent for 3 days.
Oh, it won't be a 10, I can tell you that. I gave up a tent in an air mattress a long time ago.
Well, very well. We'll catch up with you when we get down there. It'll be probably late evening, I would guess, probably when we get down there. We're driving after school, but hopefully everything goes smooth, track setup. We'll catch up with you real soon, Jason.
All right, well, thank you.
Thanks.
Yeah. Have a good one.
We'll see you later. There goes Jason Stripe. Chaos in the Valley coming up this Saturday. Again, 5 o'clock start time. Full-size weld cars, compacts on the card along with the light trucks, the full-size trucks. It's going to be a fun show. I'm looking forward to it. Our signal down there isn't the greatest, but we were able to kind of patch it together for night two down there at the fair. We're going to try and do the same thing. We bring that show to everybody. Let's see. We already hit that. Smash It, Demolition Derbies. They want to say a big thank you to everybody who has made this season possible. they finally wrapped up and they're enjoying some downtime. Mm-hmm. Hopefully we'll be catching up with those guys here soon. News coming out, I would think within a month, if it's not already out. I haven't been paying that close attention to it. Basher Cash information should be out in the next couple of weeks. I know that's sitting out there in the on the horizon. And then Ultimate Derby, we're going to be catching up with Stan Williams here momentarily. Blizzard Bash coming up November 10th to 13th, 2016. BlizzardBash.com. Man, some of the team combinations, Ben.
Oh, it's shaping up to be a we say it every year, you know, it's awesome show. It's how can it get better? How can it get better? Well, once again, it's better. You know, the team matchups and the team, the way people,
well, the team compacts.
Way the stuff's been flip-flopping around and guys jumping and going and here and there, and it's just going to be another great year. I mean, there isn't much really you can say, you know, other than, you know, Sam keeps saying, "You wait till you get out there, wait till you get out there," you know.
Right.
And the girls have been putting stuff together and getting the atmosphere and getting everybody amped up before the show, which they do a wicked awesome job.
I mean, right?
We're out there, we're not driving, and we're pumped up just as much as the guys that got cars, you know. And it's like, it's just
you
the whole atmosphere is on, they can't duplicate it.
You and Josh are now responsible to the destruction of 6 different microphones in that facility. So I'm proud of you guys. You continue to do a good job.
Okay. We got wireless headsets this time.
I know. So you
know,
guys are going to be down in the front row.
Oh, we're going to be bouncing all over the place.
Again, November 10th to the 13th, BlizzardBash.com has details. All the team entries. You've got the qualifying bracket, the national bracket, the limited world bracket, compact bracket, the hobby stock. There's 2 different groups of youth classes. It's going to be awesome. Capital City Carnage registration is open now as well. 10,000 to win in the limited world class, and just back it down by 1,000 all the way back to 10th. 9876-5432, $1,000 for 10th place. $5,000 Mad Dog Awards, $200 to enter. How can you not? And it's capped at 100 cars. You can get details from Candace at ultimatederby.com. Joining us now on the hotline is one Sam Williams. I'm sure things are just rolling smooth as ever. Nice and calm for you, Sam.
Hey, you betcha, buddy. I just come back from Topeka. I'm actually driving back today. We spent the last 2 days going over the final details, final marketing push in the Topeka area. So we got all that put together. I'm getting ready to launch a new pay-per-view type system.
Nice.
So we're not avoiding putting the link out at all. It's just it'll be a brand new link, brand new site that will be coming out with pay-per-view. A little better quality on the pay-per-view. You're going to be able to pick if you want to watch it in SD, HQ, HD, all that type of stuff. So we're launching some different stuff there. Mark over at Derby Tees is helping us a little bit with that stuff. So yeah, a lot of exciting stuff going on. It's going to be awesome. So we're just down there doing the final wrap up. So
now, how long is it before you finally get Prairie Band just to simply put slot machines in the Kansas Expo Center?
Yeah, you know what? It's not, they're on board for all of our events next year as well. We met with them and they're excited, and they really appreciate all the Derby drivers coming up this year. There's actually going to be shuttles going between the casino and the Derby. So you'll be able to take a shuttle up and a shuttle back. They'll have shuttle times that they come back on and how often they're going to go up there. So, yeah, we're trying to make it easier on the drivers, the fans, to be able to use the beautiful facility.
How far is your wireless mics go?
No.
Then we'll go to the casino.
No, you're not going to the casino with
Josh,
a wireless.
Josh, we're gonna take one of them shuttle buses, I think.
That's actually, you know what? Because we've got all the teams, how is Prairie Brand going to open lines on the team brackets?
Oh, there you go.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No, I don't think so. That's not a bad idea, but we got enough irons in the fire. I ain't worrying about getting into camp with us.
The momentum around this show is picking up fast, mm-hmm. fast. It's been there all year, but it just seems like, where's October gone? Because everybody's already focusing on getting out there for that second week in November, right around Veterans Day. How's everything been in terms of, it looks like the list has been pretty static. There hasn't been a lot of teams moving in and out. Everything looks like it's been holding together pretty well.
No, the only team we lost was Brent Clemens' team, and that purely Brent Clemens' wife, congratulations to them. They just had their baby So I there was, you know, a little bit of complications with that, and just, you know, they just weren't able to get the cars done. They're wanting to come back next year. It was no issue with the show at all. Just, you know, poor timing on Brent's part. So whatever happened to make that baby happen, I have no idea how that works. But no, I'm just kidding. But no, congratulations to Brent and Lindsey Clemons. But yeah, that's the only team that we have lost. And again, you know, they'll be missing the show, but you know, we'll try to have them back again in 17. But outside of that, the bracket has stayed just where it is. A few drivers moving around, you know, different things are happening, and drivers are picking up drivers and doing that kind of stuff. But we haven't seen much movement in the last couple of weeks. Everybody's building cars hard, and it's going to be one heck of an event. I don't care which class you're looking at. It is just stacked from top to bottom, who's who in this thing. So we're looking forward to having just an awesome event, and it will be, I also believe it'll be our best Blizzard Bash ever. We're working hard to make sure everything's prepared for everybody when they get there, so it should be fun.
Did Team Minnesota Style and Minnesota Outlaws, with Colton Newhoffman's team and making it into the national bracket, and Team Extreme, and then Chris Lancaster's team with Eric Moulet, those guys making it. Did it seem like it kicked down a door for Minnesota? I can't get over the number of Minnesota drivers that are on the entry list this year, or did I just miss that last year?
You know, what's crazy is Minnesota's always had a great following at the event. Our pay-per-view, they're the number two state that buys pay-per-view. So Minnesota's always supported this event like crazy, and you can see where a lot of the drivers come from just by the pay-per-view numbers and everything else. And so, I mean, we really appreciate all the support that, you know, Minnesota gives us, North Dakota gives us. Those are two really, really big states for us. Obviously Kansas, but yeah, as far as being far away, North Dakota and Minnesota, we get a ton of support out of those two states.
That's awesome.
It seemed like there was a big jump in Minnesota drivers, but I mean, every year it seems like there's an influx from different places. There's a lot of Utah teams coming across. I think the change over to the limited weld team format has let some guys back out of the heavy build and get a little bit more into their comfort zone. I think that limited weld show is going to be awesome. I don't think there's going to be a lot of stuff left. I don't know how they're going to plan on fixing everything, but that's going to be a fun one.
Yeah.
You know, I think the limited weld show is going to be a good show, and they're going to be way harder than everybody thinks they are. What's crazy is, you know, you look at our limited weld show, 5 years ago, that was the team show. That was the national side. And so the rules have just been creeping up. I mean, they can use their good protectors, a lot of that kind of stuff. They can't use a tranny brace. But outside of that, I mean, these guys will have full cradles on and everything else. They just have to cut out their firewalls. And so, I mean, I think those cars are going to be harder than everybody thinks they will, and we made a couple more changes for Capital Carnage to where those cars will have no problem competing. I think they'll do really well.
I mean, a lot of people they hear that term limited weld, and it's like, they're not hard. Well, I'm here to tell you, them things are as hard as dump trucks. I mean, basically, anybody that doesn't think so, get the rules. I mean, get the rules, look at the rules, and go down through it, and you'd be sitting there scratching your head saying, holy shit, this is limited weld. You know, and like Sam said, I mean, once everything, go out there to run them, that shit gets locked in, and add your plates and go, you know.
Limited weld for Pennsylvania is Hartford Fair Keystone Nationals, and we're not even close to that.
Everybody's terminology. Different regions have different different definitions for their classes. You know, like you're talking, like we're talking with this chaos in the valley. It's a weld show. Well, it's more than a weld show. It's pretty much almost like a 4 foot class.
Kicker cars.
You know, no, it's beyond a kicker cars. I mean, when you can put straight axle 650 dump truck straight axles in the front with leaf springs, I mean, you're beyond a weld class, you know. But no, I mean, it's like Sam said. I mean, it's the way these rules and the way, and like, it just shows you how much the Blizzard Bash, the team show, the rules have progressed a little bit and advanced. And like he said, I mean, the limited weld rules a few years ago were the team show rules. So, you know, it's, I don't know. I can't say it without sounding stupid, I can't say enough about it. I mean, it's how the show is going to be and everything else. But.
You know, with multiple different divisions, we've got the national bracket and the qualifying bracket that are following pretty much identical rule sets, and then we've got the limited world bracket out there as well. So it changed a little bit of the dynamic. But nonetheless, in years prior, back our, the first year that we got out there was 2013. In years prior to that, was there as much driver go rounding, you know, with people picking and moving between teams as there is now? Was that always the custom?
You know, it's crazy. You go back and look at our team shirts from 2010, 2011, you go, wow, I didn't realize that person was there, and look what team they ran on then. And mm-hmm. So, yeah, we've seen that all the way since we've started doing this. You know, in 8, 9, 10, I mean, guys have moved around like crazy. And it's, you know, they find a team that they're comfortable on, and then you'll see them stay for a while. And mm-hmm. then all of a sudden, friends change, things change, and boom, they just take a little bit of a left turn and go a different direction. And what's great is, you know, not a lot of hard feelings, not a lot of stuff. And I think that's where, you know, we're not seeing a lot of, you know, in years past, you've had a lot of, you know, some drama between the teams and stuff. We're not seeing a lot of that this year. It's a little bit, which is going to make for some great matchups as far as, you know, when you get into that, putting multiple teams out there and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But what's so awesome about it is it's just heads-up play. I mean, the first two rounds, it's whoever you draw, you get, and I don't care if they're your best friend, your worst enemy.
You can send them.
Yeah, I mean, look at the, you know, the black and white team last year against JYD. They lived 40 miles apart, 50 miles apart, and had to just wreck each other's stuff in the first round. So, it doesn't matter at that point who your friends are, who you like, who you dislike. It that's what I love about the team show, is it's green flag go. So it's going to be fun. And you know, we met with a little bit of a side note here. We met with a nonprofit organization today, which we're working through all the details of that, and we're getting ready to announce that. Somebody that we will be helping in addition to the Emily raffle and all that kind of stuff. So we're going to be working with a local nonprofit organization to make sure that, you know, we're raising funds for somebody that's in the area and all that. So we're working through all the details of that kind of stuff. So that'll be coming out here in the next 48 to 72 hours. Mm-hmm. Pay-per-view links will be coming out, and again, we're taking the amazing pay-per-view platform and video platform that the arena has, and we are going to be mixing that with a way better provider, easier to pay, easier to watch, just a way easier system than in years past. It's been a, you know, kind of a pain to go to the expo center, click on this link, then that takes you to this link, then that comes back to here. And if there was an issue, we didn't have great support. Now we'll have people, a whole support team that will be on the background. So in your pay-per-view, remember whatever email address you use. If you're having issues, watch your email, because they'll probably already be there one for you, because they're preventative maintenance. So they're going to jump ahead if they see a problem. They're going to probably email you, here's what you need to do. So cool. Great, great customer service. So, I mean, it's taken our level of pay-per-view and just taken it skyrocketing. And again, it's going to be same pricing as last year for a lot of the lower models and the lower packages. So it's all coming together extremely well. Drivers are excited, and God, it's crazy. You can already feel the anxiety building when you talk to them on the phone, and you can just hear it in their voice. It's, you know, we're three and a half weeks away, and guys are ready to wreck them. So
I'm not even driving. I'm ready to wreck shit. You know, I mean, and like you said, I mean, this is like the Super Bowl in my mind. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the way the end of year, for sure. I mean, it's. I've been to a lot of big shows. I mean, throughout my years, I've been to a lot of big shows, and there's a lot of shows that I've gone to. And after, you know, going 3 or 4 years in a row, it's kind of like, you know, same old, same old. This, I can honestly say, this is the only show that I've been to that I'm excited every single year to go to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, beyond, like, little kid in a toy store excited. I mean, just, you know, can't wait to go, can't wait to see what's going to be there, can't wait to see who's going to be there, can't wait to see how the cars are built, can't wait to see what different manipulation, what different, you know, style they're going to interpret this, interpret that. You know, it's just, it's it's something new every year, it seems right. like. And that's very, that's, I mean, it's only me saying that, but I mean, that's something that says a lot with a promoter and with Sam and Ultimate Derby to be able to do that year after year after year after year after year.
Well, you're not the only one that feels that way, for sure.
I'm guarantee you, you know, 90% of the people feel the same way, but I mean, it just to constantly have that you know, that wow factor and get in, that's awesome.
We went out there our first year in 2013. That was the year that Black and White was 2013, right? Yeah, that was the year that Black and White was the defending champions. This year, they've brought in a new driver. We've seen some changes there. Team Kansas, they've got Steve Siopa running with them now. Mm-hmm. Remember that first year there, Bobby Whitaker was driving with Team Brown mm-hmm. and Crown Vic. And it was bending that funny way, and he took on all comers, and he was out there man without a country, and we saw Jimmy Johnson get knocked out of the steering wheel, and then Bob Meyer and Lance Pritchett right there at the end in our first year, and mm-hmm. it's like, how are we ever going to top this? And then we have every single year,
and that's like this year there's going to be something that's good. We're going to be on a plane on the way home going. Talking nonstop all the way home about it, and it's like, how can you get better next year? And then next year, it's going to be the same thing. It's just
the only thing that Ultimate Derby hasn't done is tape the balloons to the Power Wheels and have a Power Wheels team format.
Power Wheels team show. That's an idea. There you go.
Yeah, that's a great idea. I mean, you know, it's one of those deals that we keep trying to come up with new ideas every year. You know, we tried the RC demo last year. Went off great. Now we're having an RC team show thanks to, you know, Chris and you guys. And so, I mean, Friday, the arena's yours, you know, and it's going to be one of those deals of this. It's going to be pretty much nonstop for the whole weekend. That was the one thing we heard last year. Shows went too late, and there was a lot of downtime during the day. So we shortened up the shows a little bit, and we're going to try to hold the, you know, the first day will be long. It'll be a six and a half hour show. But we're starting at 4 in the afternoon. And then they're just going to get shorter and shorter. By the time we get to Saturday night, we're hoping for a 3.5-4 hour show. Mm-hmm. And if I don't hold to that, then I'm sure everybody's going to let me know. But that's the goal. But we have that. It's Saturday, you know, one of the concerns we heard was people going, we can't get to the vendors unless we buy a pit pass. So right. all afternoon Saturday, it's all open. Vendors mm-hmm. are open to everybody, general public, kids, people, it don't matter. You can come in, shop, buy whatever you want to from the vendors, and so it's all Saturday afternoon. You do not need a pit pass to be in the vendor building. Mm-hmm. To be in the car repair area, you'll still need a pit pass, but to be in the vendor area, man, come in, enjoy it, see what these guys are selling, and buy from them. So, you know, those are some of the things we changed, and like I said, we're trying to keep everybody busy all day with the casino stuff. You know, you're repairing the cars. The wives can go up and spend your money. It should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely, that's the key word, bring lots of money because you're going to spend it. There's lots of stuff to spend it on. I mean, like you said, the vendors, being opening it up to the vendors, I mean, the vendors are going to be scratching their head going, holy shit, we should have brought more stuff, you know. but absolutely, I can't say enough. I mean, like you said, I sound like
an
idiot.
A month from now, you'll already be back.
What's that?
A month from now, you'll already be back.
Yeah,
that's how close
I'll be stuttering and stammering, saying, "Holy shit! Did you see this? Did you see that? Did anybody see that?" And they're all going to be saying, "Yeah, we watched it. We were there, or we watched that pay per view." Ben, shut the hell up. You know. So, but
Ben doesn't stop talking the whole way home. We all just get to listen to him.
Yeah,
we listen though, because he sees the stuff we don't.
Yeah. No, and I enjoy it. I mean, I mean, I tell Sam every year, and I mean, I appreciate getting the opportunity to be where I'm at and do what I'm doing there, and I'm in my zone. I mean, that's, you know, used to be give me a, you know, case of Mountain Dew and I'll be good to go, but I guess a case of water this year will work. But you know, but no, I mean, it's, I'm looking forward to it big time.
We talked a little bit about the Emily raffle, and we've got some news coming out about the another benefit family tied to Blizzard Bash. On the sponsor side of things and the vendor, anybody that you want to make mention of here before we cap tonight's conversation?
Oh, man, we appreciate all the vendors. I mean, everybody who has supported us over the years, they're coming back. We have a full, I don't know if you call it a barn or what you want to call it, but a full facility of vendors. We're packing them in. There's going to be a lot of Derby-related vendors, and then people that are calling us that I have no idea what they're bringing vendors. you know, contractors want to come in and show, and it's almost turned into a little bit of a trade show. So it's good. It's got a lot of momentum. And, yeah, I mean, most of the major vendors from the industry will be there, you know, selling parts and doing all that. Mm-hmm. And so it's, yeah, like I said, we'll have more coming out on the Emily deal. We are giving away that trailer that we had at Capital Carnage.
Okay.
IFD is donating the cradle to the raffle.
Nice.
And we will also have, there'll actually be three prizes, the trailer, the IFD cradle, and the and we're having just an assortment of Derby parts from the Speedway. So it'll be radiators, stuff like that. So there'll be three different prizes that you can win. And we'll have one other raffle deal coming, but we'll announce all the details on that later. But yeah, we are 100% go at this point. So
awesome. Well, Sam, we'll be catching up with you here again probably next week to find out what new stuff and talk a little bit more about some of the news that'll be breaking in the next 2-3 days. And we look forward to it. As always, I'm sure it'll be fun when all this information starts coming out.
Sounds good, guys. Thanks for all your support.
Thanks, man. We'll see you soon.
Sounds good.
There goes Sam Williams. 2016 Blizzard Bash is right around the corner. I know Ben's excited. Ben can't
literally
wait.
Right around the corner. I mean, I just thought about that. It's definitely, yeah, it's right around the corner. 3 weeks? 3.5 weeks?
Yeah, 3 weeks. You ready? I mean, now that it's starting to sink in, are you ready?
Oh, absolutely, I'm ready. Yeah, absolutely.
You going to bring a cradle home in your carry-on?
Yeah. I'll ship. If I win that bad boy, it's getting shipped. It's getting shipped, or I'm going to trade it for something.
Hey, it's Chris. Can I put you in?
Actually, I wouldn't mind winning the trailer, but...
Yeah. Now, let me guess. And
then give me an excuse to drive all the way out there, pick the trailer up, and then put something on it.
That's exactly what I was assuming you were thinking. You're going to go to the rental place. We're going to go to Enterprise. We're going to drop off our Yaris, which I can only safely assume we'll get another one of those gems. And we're going to get a 4x4 pickup, and you're going to tow that trailer home. And by the time it gets back to New York, you'll have 2 or 3 Luminas on there.
No.
No? Oh. No. Where did I go wrong? I felt pretty confident in that.
Compacts. No.
You'll pick up 2 Fords. You'll sell those on your way through Virginia and pick up a Galaxy, because I know where they are, and then you'll drag that home.
I don't know. I keep bouncing around with different car makes. I don't know what...
74 or 75 Fury.
No, I think... I think the Shockers are out now.
Shockers are out. They're off the list.
I think they're out now. Yeah.
All right. Yep. Well, give us some thought. Find the right words. At the end of the year here, as we close up on our Derby season, wanted to chat a little bit with Elvis Thumb. Elvis has done a lot for us through the course of the year. Not so much per se Crash Course, but more globally, some of the stuff that Josh has been involved with.
Giveaways.
In terms of the giveaways and the donations and stuff. And just wanted to talk a little bit with Elvis about, you know, how much – All the places that we've been, we always hear about E2 Derby Sliders doing something. Mm-hmm. We need to get the information on the guy that is owed the shifter, because Elvis has offered to purchase the shifter. Let me start at the beginning of this. At the San Filippo Smash, there was a series of Jonathan Muse-built NLR shifters that were going to be given away, and one of them was missing. Not saying it was stolen, not saying it was taken.
No. I'll say it was stolen.
At any point, it was missing, and we had Jeremy Gulley on the show. Elvis messaged in and said, I'll buy it, just let me know where it has to be shipped.
Mm-hmm.
And this is on top of the slider that was given away and everything. So, Elvis, man, we appreciate everything that you've done for us this year. And I know we're getting closer to having another round of donations, I'm sure, when we get to Blizzard Bash. There'll be some E2 stuff that'll be on the table as part of those raffles and stuff. And I know it means a lot to the guys out here in the Northeast, and the guys in Utah have been talking about it as well when we were out there.
Yeah, it's getting closer to Blizzard Bash time. It's
definitely got orders rolling in.
You don't say.
Go through a whole trailer load of sliders again. You're gonna
bring a trailer load full of sliders out there, and they're all gonna be already spoken for before you even enter the state border.
Yeah, at this point, it's pretty much at that point already.
Is it really?
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to get up ahead. I actually have to go to Sioux City, Iowa next weekend for the place where I work, some service tech training, and six guys are getting delivered down there. But other than that, I have 22 pre-sold for Blizzard Bash already.
Wow.
Good God.
Seem to add to that every day.
So that's
awesome.
Pretty much got my nights covered from now till Blizzard Bash.
Mm-hmm. Jake Sherman checking in. He's watching from work. It's always good to hear from Jake. He's got to get back up here sometime. Got to get him here. Dan Bolton just grabbed another E2 slider to put in his truck. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine how long that had to be. You know what I mean? When it's all stretched out for the truck.
Mm-hmm.
He's itching to get to December. He won't build until he gets to December because he's got to keep everything squeaky clean. He doesn't like any leaves blowing in the garage when the doors are open.
Okay. No, that's awesome. I mean, that's definitely a good problem to have, is having all your nights spoken for and basically having all the pre-orders and everything else. I mean, that's definitely says a lot for the product.
Like Elvis said, trying to keep up with everything.
Oh, yeah.
Is when he does get the chance to keep up or get caught up or something like that, the product gets sent out someplace. It doesn't even sit around and wait to get sold because he's doing the donation thing, but it's good to have a guy like Elvis involved and helping out the guys in the Northeast the way that he is. And I still can't believe that we've only got two derbies left this year. We got Chaos on Saturday, and then we've got Blizzard Bash in November, and then from there we start planning for Winter Slam already.
Yeah,
are you going to go to Winter Slam this year?
I'm hoping on it. I really can't say per se with the. We own a bar, and it's kind of iffy week to week on workers and whether the schedule works or not. But sure. I plan on it. If not, Dustin Yanni, Travis Inger, and Dustin Anderson will deliver more for me. They took a bunch up last year. Mm-hmm. I wasn't able to make it down. But
do you ever sit down and do a calculation on how many drive shafts you've put out, or even more strange, how many thousands of pounds of drive shaft you've delivered?
I was kind of keeping track for a little while, and then it gets to a busy point where you start shipping out 15, 20 of them a week. And
yeah,
I know it's conservatively minimum 1,600 right now. Mm-hmm. Since I started just about 4 years ago.
Where's your furthest one that you've sent, the longest distance? Do you know offhand?
Longest distance that I've sent one?
Yeah, yeah. Like far away from where you're located at. Where's the furthest away dry shaft of yours?
Well, I'm in central North Dakota.
Yep.
I've sent to New York, Washington, California, Florida, Texas.
Nationwide.
So that covers that.
Yeah.
Nice. Yep. I've shipped a bunch of them up into Canada.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Oh, that's awesome. I mean, it's got to give you an awesome feeling knowing that your product's pretty much spread all the way across the country.
Yeah, I'm just happy that they're working out for guys.
Yep. No, I mean, it's I got to look at the one there you had for the donation one Josh had for San Filippo there and donated, and then it was on the table and I was checking it out. I mean, it's definitely a top-notch product. I mean, if I was to buy another slider, that's definitely probably what I would go with.
Does the design change? I mean, are we into multiple generations or things almost the same as what they were from when you started 4 years ago?
I haven't changed a thing on them.
No.
I started making a truck length. The truck guys were asking. Mm-hmm. I have done 3 or 4 different designs for special orders that guys wanted.
Mm-hmm.
I try to not get too far into
custom,
making something too much different. But if guys want it and they're willing to pay for it, I've
right.
try to explain to them I haven't had any issue, major issues with the ones I make, but they're just guys that got to have certain things. So
right.
I built them for them, and they've been happy with them.
Right. Yeah, you don't fix what's not broke.
Right.
That's for.
In terms of what they're asking for that's custom, is it particular lengths, or are they trying to do something different because they're hooking up more horsepower, or are they doing something different with transmissions? What's the unique hook there?
Just length, tube size. Mm-hmm. Length is a big thing. I got guys that want to run. One guy had a, I think it was like a 2009 Mega Cab long box. I severely suggested against it, but
right,
you know, I was able to get two blanks that, you know, should work for him. Hopefully,
mm-hmm.
He's run it twice, and I haven't heard anything back from him. So,
yeah, 9 foot drive shaft. You know, yeah. it's just crazy.
How far away are you from putting an extruder in next to the taps in the bar?
Putting a what in?
An extruder, so that you can run your own tube. You don't have to go to suppliers anymore.
Oh, boy. Yeah, that's...
You can pour Guinness and
run a day job and a night job, it's getting enough to just barely keep up the way it is.
Mm-hmm.
Really? Have you ever explained to the suppliers that you go through what you do with these, and do they look at you funny?
Oh, yeah, yeah. When I first started and I was building the first couple, he just looked at me and he said, that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Yeah.
Yeah. How's he feel about it now?
Well, he loves me making a phone call to him every week now.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I don't care what you're doing with him. As if you keep going by this much, for sure.
Yeah, I've actually bought them, my distributor, out of stock a lot of times.
Mm-hmm.
They started ordering more in. They used to make me kind of promise for so much, but now it's kind of they just hopefully try to keep up stock. So.
Yeah.
Wow, that's crazy. Did you have to move between a couple different suppliers before you found somebody that you're satisfied with in terms of metal quality or casting consistency or anything along those lines?
No, I got pretty lucky with the first guy.
That's mm-hmm. cool.
I have had other people message me saying that they found a tri-oval slider here and there. There are a lot of different companies
mm-hmm.
and a lot of different casting materials and whatever. And I mean, I found something that works. The metal composition's perfect.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've sold end yokes with the plates welded on the guys, and then they call me back, well, it doesn't fit mine. It's kind of a, I told you when you bought it. It was, but.
I see.
For the series that I use, there are other companies that are the same series, but they're not exactly the same.
Right.
Have you got, if somebody wanted something delivered to Sioux City coming up here in a couple of weeks when you make that trip, is there room on the truck for you to send more down there, or are you going to have more room to take a few more down with you to Topeka? At 22, it seems like that's a pretty full load.
That's a trailer
load. Well, the 22 is just pre-orders now. I've got enough on hand. I'm going to try to have a lot more on hand. Every day I get somebody messaging wanting one. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure that total is going to be up before I get down there. But
I'm trying to
build ahead.
Are you vending inside?
Daily orders, people that need them shipped for their Blizzard Bash car that don't want to wait till down there. And
right.
Right.
Boom.
Are you vending inside? You're going to be inside the vendor's paddock?
Yes, I am.
Perfect. Yep. Good deal. Well, I'm sure we'll run into you when we're down there.
Definitely. Make sure of it.
Yep.
Yeah,
I'll be down there. I won't arrive till late Wednesday night. It's a 13-hour drive.
Oh, it's...
And I can't leave until Wednesday morning, so we'll be set up Thursday morning at 9 o'clock, and we'll be leaving Saturday again around noon.
Mm-hmm.
Try and get halfway back and get a hotel and let the kids have some fun that night. So
cool. Well, man, congratulations on the success, and we greatly, greatly appreciate all the help that you've given us and given our community up here and, you know, on the periphery, all the communities that you make the donations to. I know it certainly has helped a bunch of fundraisers around the United States this year, and the support, you know, it doesn't go unnoticed. We appreciate the help a ton.
Thank you guys for mentioning it. I don't know, I was kind of raised that you try to help when you can, so...
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I have had some people messaging you know, I can't help everybody, obviously, but mm-hmm. I get a couple people that get kind of upset if I can't donate a slider for a fundraiser or something. But
right.
Yeah. I mean, I try to get out as many as I can. Just, yeah.
You can only do so much, you know.
True. Well, Elvis, man, I appreciate it. I know you're crazy busy this time of year. Appreciate you making some time and coming on the show to hang out with us for a little while again. Thank you, and we look forward to seeing you here in a couple weeks.
All right, see you guys down there.
Thanks, man. See you. There goes Elvis Thumb from E2 Sliders. I'm there. It is.
Yeah, that guy. I mean, he just. He super helps anybody and everybody he can. I mean, it's like you said, donations and everything else. And people just got to realize, I mean, you can just only do so much. I mean,
right.
You ever heard the term, you know, don't slap a gift horse in the mouth?
Something like that. Yeah. I've heard something along those lines.
Yeah.
I think I heard don't look a gift horse in the mouth, but I'm with you.
Yeah.
I understand.
Bite the hand that feeds you type thing, you know.
Likewise.
I use the other terminology, but, you know.
Nope. Yeah, nope, we get the point, man.
Keep it clean. We've been doing good tonight. I'll keep it
I think
good.
You've only had 4 or 5 shits tonight. That's about it.
Hey.
Not bad at all.
F-bombs, so we're
not
good.
Bad. Not yet.
No.
We still got 4 minutes.
No, I made it this far. I'm working hard.
I talked to Jeremy Gully and George Hackett. They said that they wanted to make sure that they had rooms next to each other at Crash Course New Year's Eve coming up here on the 31st of December. I'm going to do everything I can to accommodate them.
Oh, my God.
I don't know if it's the good idea. Like, what's the lesser of two evils? Put them next to each other and have an entire wing shut down because of their antics, or put them on opposite sides of the hotel and have an entire hotel shut down.
Yeah, you're better off
because
putting them together.
Put them both, put the bad kids in the back of the bus. Yeah,
better off putting them together, having adjoining rooms, the door opens, and you're good to go.
We got to get Aaron Bunce up here. Once we get back onto our Monday rotation here, Aaron Bunce is going to come up and tell us a little bit more about the Shocker that's being raffled off.
Yeah, that I got tickets. Pictures of before he bought it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Happy about that or are you upset?
No, it don't make no difference.
Doesn't make a difference. You can still win it.
Yeah.
You got a chance.
Yep.
As good a chance as any. Those are being raffled off. 10 tickets for $100. You can't go wrong there. Some of that money is going to come back to help the Crash Course out, which I greatly appreciate Aaron's efforts on that. And that's I'm looking forward to that. The turnout sounds like it's going to be good. And I'm glad because that's it's after 1 year, a lot of people are already saying it's something that you don't want to miss. And that car gets to go home with somebody. That's the cleanest Shocker that I've ever seen.
I built one a couple years ago that was, I didn't think I'd ever seen one that clean before, but
yeah,
this one's right there with it.
Awesome. I'm liking that. And then, let's see, what else have we got to hit tonight? I think we've covered all of our bases. I'm a little bit lost right now in terms of what else we got to hit on. We've talked about New Year's, we hit the raffle car, we hit the events coming up Saturday. Again, Cast in the Valley Saturday. It's going to be a good show. You don't want to miss that one. If you have the chance to get down there, you got to see the facility. It is huge. It is so big. And they've opened up all the infield now for pit area.
I watched a video from our last time. Watched the video of it. And it's definitely looks like a nice facility, a huge track. And I talked to him, Ryan, at Brookfield.
Wheel Days. That's
Wheel
right.
Wheel Days. That's when I talked to him. He was super excited to get back down there. And No, I mean, I wasn't here last week. I mean, I wanted to be here last week, but things came up. And Gully's, the San Felipe will smash. I mean, glad I could go down there and help out, you know, and be part of it. And, you know, I wanted to thank Jeremy that. And, you know, afterwards, everybody's going here and going there. And it just, you know, didn't catch up with a lot of people afterwards. But, super awesome turnout. I mean, the most cars that place has seen in a long time.
No doubt.
You know, and everything went real smooth and like it should have. And I see real big things, you know, real great things coming out of it. You know, being an annual event, he wants to make it an annual event. And I think it's only going to get bigger, really.
Yeah, no question. Everybody wanted to be part of the first one. And now the people that weren't got to be part of the second.
Oh, yeah, and it's definitely it was a great thing. I mean, I seen post some of the numbers and final number, well, kind of final numbers, but some of the numbers what was raised, and it's just an awesome thing to see. Yep. That just I call it a little event. I mean, pretty much a one-day show. All the planning that went into it, it was weeks and weeks and weeks and months. And
it was a one-day
and
show.
Hard work from you know, Buell and Gully and Decker and everybody involved. But for just a one-day show, the totals that was raised for, you know, for the charities and for the specific specifics, it was amazing. I mean, it was great.
Jamie Frost just sent me a picture of the knife that he's bringing to the gunfight. God, that car's going to be nasty. and the thing is they're all going to be nasty. we get to Blizzard Bash. There's not going to be everybody's
no,
sort of.
There's nothing that's junk at Blizzard Bash. I mean, but it's all. I can't believe. Actually, it puts it in perspective. We just talked about it because I thought it was, you know, call me stupid, but I mean, it only 3 weeks away. I mean, I thought it was further than that, but that reels it right into reality.
Yep,
I'll be able to see a lot of
from
awesome,
today.
Awesome built
one, two,
awesome running, just great show.
3 weeks until the 8th. It's 3 weeks until the 8th, so we're right on top of it. Less than 30 days. Right on the corner, Cass in the Valley, waiting on the, in the interim, we're going to be down there over the weekend. Take a look on Facebook for links on how to catch up with all the folks and all the goings-ons at the Shenandoah County Fairgrounds for Cass in the Valley. I think, Ben, is there anything else you wanted to hit on?
No, I kind of sounded stupid enough, so we can end it at that.
Well, on that note, Ben.
I get talking, babbling, and then repeat stuff, and, you know.
All right.
If I'm not 100% focused, you know, it's...
Adult onset ADD for Ben. Episode number 152 in the books. We appreciate everybody that hangs out with us here every week here on FigureLakes1.tv, here from the FigureLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls. Quick bookkeeping, housekeeping item on Thursday. The Final Round podcast is going to debut. That's an event that focuses on drag racing. So we're going to be talking a little about area drag racing, and I guess they're going to be getting in a little bit of the national drag racing scene as well. So that's coming up on Thursday, and that's now going to be running through the off-season opposite weeks of the 31st lap. So we've got that coming up on Thursday with Jason Oldfield and John Pelicane. Looking forward to that one. John Pelicane has won three NHRA Wallys in his career, which is pretty cool. And he finished the year ranked number 3 in the country in the sportsman ranks here last season. So looking forward to that one coming to Finger Lakes 1. Again, that's going to be on Thursday at 7 o'clock. That is going to do it for episode number 152 of the Crash Course. Cass in the Valley and Blizzard Bash, the last two on our schedule. We'll see you at one of them. Thanks a lot. See you next time.
The Crash Course Podcast is brought to you in part by DerbyParts.com. The 2015 Ladino Grand Slam. Bolt Lockwood Motorsports and the 2015 Keystone National. Sciopa Racing and SciopaRacing.com. Ultimate Derby and Blizzard Bash 2015. Demo Derby Masters. Reckless Abandoned Derby Apparel at RecklessAbandonedGear.com. And Derby Inc. Magazine. Live it, breathe it, be it. Derby Inc. This is the Crash Course Demolition Derby Podcast, recorded live at the FingerLakes1.com studios in downtown Seneca Falls, New York.